We all know a little too much about something that no one knows about, or know nothing about something everyone knows about. Here we talk about popular shows and movies, and some not so popular ones. We have the expert, the person that knows most about the topic, the intermediate, the person that kind of knows what they're talking about, and the idiot, the person that hasn't seen it and pretty much knows nothing about it. So please relax and enjoy 3 Degrees.
Good morning and welcome. This is 3 Degrees. Yeah. So I may not have given the best first impression with the stuttering, but anyways, I am your expert today. Crazy, right? I'm your expert, Rena, and
I'm your intermediate for today, Eileen.
I'm Ella. I'm the idiot.
Yeah, you are.
Idiot.
Yeah, I am. Woo! Got the grades to prove it.
Oh. Jeez.
Anyway.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about the show. It's dark fantasy, psychological thriller, and magical girl. Those are
wow.
Those are
magical girl.
Yeah.
Only girls. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dark fantasy, magical girl, and psychological thriller. Interesting combination, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's called Modica Magica, or Puella Magi Modica Magica, and it starts...
That's like, say it five times fast.
What do you think it's about? Before she goes into, like, the summary.
Magic?
Okay.
You guys were saying something about it was dark and questioning if you should do it.
Well, yeah, I just said it was dark fantasy and psychological thriller.
Wow. That shows I was paying attention. I don't know. I think they're, like, witches or something. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
No, that was correct. There
that
are
was
witches.
Surprisingly spot on.
Yeah, that's actually a really big part of the show.
Dang, so, look at me. Not the idiot anymore.
It looked like a really innocent, cute, magical series. That's how it was advertised. It's very colorful looking at first, like very nice pinks, blues, yellows, reds. And it's just like a really colorful, nice, happy looking series. Until
episode like two?
Yeah.
Until like 20 minutes
it started,
in.
It like really early on. It started off really nice and it was like really cute. And yeah, then we're like introduced to this magical girl. And right now the main character, she's just a kid, right? She has no powers. Because, you know, no one just starts off with powers. That'd be kind of weird. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Like Merlin. Like Umbrella Academy.
Like all the other shows we've talked about so far.
Oops.
So, like a protagonist, she gets thrown into this crazy situation, you know? Because that's just...
Like a protagonist.
Like a protagonist. And, whoa, this crazy magical girl, like this yellow girl, she's got yellow hair. Her entire color scheme is like yellow.
No, they go through the whole transformation with like the pretty dresses and everything.
No!
They're magical girls.
Yeah.
No.
You know, like Sailor Moon.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like Winx? Like the...
Yes.
They grow the wings and they're
okay,
like,
well, they don't grow wings.
No.
Oh, okay.
You know Sailor Moon? It's like that where they just
I don't.
You know what Sailor Moon is, right?
You've heard of it, though.
No.
You've never heard of Sailor Moon?
No.
Okay.
Am I uncultured?
I haven't watched it, but I've heard
that's not even
of
being
it.
Uncultured. That's just being, like, oblivious. Like,
I've only ever heard you guys talk about it, and I kind of, like, stopped paying attention.
We have never mentioned Sailor Moon before.
Yeah.
Here, wait, let me show you.
Well, I have never heard of it.
There is absolutely no way you've never seen Sailor Moon before.
It's just, like, the classic magical girl that everyone kind of, like, knows.
I mean, I've seen the person,
that.
I think.
Okay,
yeah.
But I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
But you've seen her before.
Like, once or twice at, like, a comic book store or something.
Yeah. You know, it's times like these that I'm really reminded I'm in Texas.
True.
I once was like,
I ride horses and shoot guns. I don't do that.
I don't watch no anime.
I don't watch no anime.
I remember once talking to a group of friends and I was like, you know, No Face from Spirited Away, and they're like, what's
who?
Spirited Away?
Don't know what that is either.
Okay, yeah. Okay, proving my point even further. Woo. And I was like, you know, Spirited Away, and they're like, what's Spirited Away? Like, Studio Ghibli. What Studio Ghibli? Like My Neighbor Totoro?
Nope.
Everyone's seen Totoro before.
Nope.
You've probably seen him before.
You've seen him. You might not have seen the movie, but he's like a big fluffy gray.
Fluffy?
Like fluffy?
Rabbit
I don't know.
Thingy.
Is he fluffy? He's a rabbit.
Is it like, a person?
No.
It's like an animal thing.
I was going to be like, if it's...
And I remember just being in, like, shock for the rest of the day. I went home and told my entire family, guys, they don't know what Studio Ghibli is. They don't know who Totoro is. They don't know who No Face is.
No one knows.
And they're like, what the heck? How is that even possible?
You've probably seen this exact poster of Totoro underneath the umbrella. Or
like the weird potato guy.
Not underneath an umbrella.
It looks potato like, guy?
It does.
That's fair, I guess.
Like it's a giant potato with ears.
I mean,
that's how you would draw it. Like if you had to draw it, potato, ear, ear.
Like, face, when you draw it, it's like, okay, so first you draw a Totoro shape, then you fill it in to make it look like Totoro.
Wow.
Like, I'm saying this as an artist. That's how I draw Totoro.
You know, like, one of those Squishmallows?
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those.
I love
like,
Squishmallows.
Yeah.
He used one. Many. Like, the girls, like, jump on him, and they're like, wow, this guy's fluffy. And they just, like, take a nap on him.
Right, but fun. Monica Magica.
Right, back to Monica Magica. So, Mommy comes in. Her name is M-A-M-I for the record.
Mommy? No.
I'm pretty sure Mommy? She's, like, slightly younger than us, too, so, like,
younger?
But she lives in her own apartment, which is what I don't get. Like, she owns her own apartment?
Because Japanese people are, like, weird like that.
And so she's in middle school like them.
I'm not sure. Were they in middle school?
They were definitely in middle school. I don't know if she was.
I don't know. They looked kind of short. Anyway.
They were definitely in middle school, I think. Maybe. I'm not the expert, so.
I think. I agree. Because I've totally seen it. I agree. I think they're in middle school.
They're kind of built like middle schoolers just because, like, how tall they are and stuff.
Very short.
So, anyway, she comes in. Her power, like, girl literally, like, whips out guns.
That sounds like a great power.
Yeah.
She starts, like, shooting this thing that started attacking the main character, Monica. And Monica's like, oh, my gosh, that's so crazy. And I don't know where we started off this. I know, like, we came in with Mommy, but how did
Mommy?
We get there?
I don't know.
But she was the first introduction we see to, like, this world of magic and magical girls. Because up until then, Monica, like any other protagonist, was just a normal kid living her normal life, going to a normal school.
Having normal friend problems.
Yeah.
Wow.
Until, you know, you get stuck in a trap with, like, a giant monster thing. Someone wearing yellow just comes in and just shoots
you. Oh, yeah, that
happened
to me.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, just a day in the life.
Yeah, just the other day, actually. I was the other day. Store. Boom,
I got kidnapped. I beat someone.
Anyway, so like a protagonist, Monica survives, right?
Mm-hmm.
So does Mommy, and they're like, wow, that's so cool. You're a magical girl. M-A-M-I, okay? M-A-M-I.
It's weird, is all we're saying.
Every time you say it, I'm going to start laughing.
I've, like, never said her name out loud before because I've never talked about the show to anyone.
It's so weird.
I was talking with my brother about it, and I was like, you know, the yellow one. And he's like, Mommy? And I was like, no,
stop.
The yellow one.
The yellow one. Yeah, we're just going to refer to her as the yellow one.
The yellow, okay.
Yeah. So they're like, wow, yellow one, that was so crazy.
Yep.
I am the yellow one.
I am the one who yellows.
They're like, wow, that was so crazy. And she's like, oh, yeah, I guess it was kind of crazy. I'm pretty sure she was something like that. She's like, I'm totally magical, and I'm cool like that, and I have these powers.
And you should become magical, too.
I also got this little pink and white cat thingy, and it gave me the powers.
Oh, you don't like the cat thing?
It starts off with, wow, that thing is really cute. Of course it's going to give people powers. I love that thing. And Mommy's just like, yeah, it gave me my powers. It can give you powers, too. You just have to make a wish and sell your soul to it.
Oh. Yeah, you know, just sell your soul.
Yeah. You know, just make a soul-binding contract. You know, I did it. You can do it, too.
Wow. Yeah.
So they're like, wow, maybe we should do this. And one of the girls is just like, you know what? Hey, little raccoon cat thingy. I'm going to sell my soul to you. I'm going to make a wish. And this girl, her name is Sayaka Miki. She's friends with Monica. She's the blue one.
Okay.
So, you know, we're just going to refer to them by their colors because, like, I don't want to say their names the entire time because that, like, takes up brain power, I guess. You can just look at them and be like, oh, that's the blue one. Instead of going, that's actually Sayaka Miki from the 2011 anime Madoka Magica. You know, it's a lot easier.
It's the blue one.
It's the blue one. Yeah. Okay. And she's like, oh, I really like this loser. He can play violin, but he can't play violin right now because he's in the hospital. So she's like, hey.
He'll never be able to do it again because of his
hands. Oh, no. It's like, hey, little rat thing. I want to play violin again. He wants to play himself violin again. So here's my soul so he can play violin. And little, like, cat thing's like, sick. All right, here's some powers. Here's a costume. And, yeah, she became a magical girl. Wow. Monica's like, what would I wish for? So I was like, it's totally easy, man. You can make a wish, too, just like me and the yellow one. And she's like, huh, okay, I'll think about it.
I'm the yellow one. Doesn't help that I've been watching Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, so I'm like the yellow guy. The yellow one. Sorry. But
so the primary job of the Magical Girls is to defeat these big things called witches. Mm-hmm. They just kind of like appear out of these grief seed things. Grief seeds just like appear in the city. I don't really want to spoil how they appear, but we'll get to that later, actually, because...
Yeah, because we will spoil it.
Spoilers. Spoiler warning, you know. I only talked about, like, the first episode, but
beware, more are coming. Well, hey, but I was right.
Yeah, you were right.
Which is, so you're going to get more and more right.
Harry Potter.
Like, sorry. No, they just, like, find a witch. It's just Hermione Granger, you know? They just have to defeat Hermione Granger.
Yeah, it was really hard on them because they all love Hermione, but then they were like, I'm sorry, girl, and killed her.
They killed Hermione.
So when you sell your soul to the little rat, little cat thing, Cube, I kind of hate him. If you sell your soul to him, you get this thing called...
Hmm? Is he at least cute?
He's adorable.
He's really cute.
He's really adorable.
Then why do you hate him? Just like him because he looks cute.
Because.
We'll get to that.
He's a prick.
Oh. Like Arthur?
Not like Arthur.
No, he's like actually terrible.
Oh, okay.
Spawn of Satan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in exchange for selling your soul, you get this like funky little thing called a soul seed, right? And it's basically got your soul inside of it. Your soul's not in your body anymore, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Who needs a soul in your body when you could have it literally in a little tiny thing that could be like stepped on? You
know, the Magical Girls didn't know this when they signed the deal. Cube didn't tell them that was part of the deal. Oh. They didn't realize they were literally selling
Well, like, okay, I'll sell you my soul to you, I guess. And then he's like, okay, here. There's your soul. It's mine now. But it's in a little cool container shaped like those Kinder Surprise eggs.
Yeah. Don't get too far away from it.
If you get too far away from it, your soul might just, like, leave your body. And you can't really move anymore. And you're just kind of, like, immobilized. But you know what? That's just a day in the life of most people, right? Am I right? That just happens to people.
Yeah.
That happens to me daily.
Yeah. You know, my soul just leaves my body. Anyways. So...
Especially during school.
Yeah.
If your soul seed, like, expires, like, if you kill a witch has, like, a boss drop, you know?
Oh.
And it's called, and they're called, like, grief seeds. Grief seeds are what witches leave behind when they're defeated, and they're also what spawn witches. They're, like, the spawn eggs in Minecraft, and then also, like, so pretend it's, like, a pig spawn egg in Minecraft. That's what a witch seed is. It spawns it, and then when you kill the pig, it's, like, the ham it leaves behind as well. So,
okay,
that's basically how it works.
Wow.
I don't know where I was
going. So, like, an actual video game.
So the grief seeds then can be used to purify or, like, whatever, the soul?
Because beware, if you go too long without, like, cleaning your soul gem or whatever, you will die.
You have to clean your soul gem?
You have to clean it, but not, like... Not like, here's some, spray some Windex, wipe it down. It's more like, oh, that grief seed that, like, you got from that dead witch, just bring it to your soul gem and it'll just take all the terrible out of your life, you know?
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I wish that
system
was true.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No.
No, you don't.
It's not like it makes everything in your life better. It just cleans the seed for a little bit.
Yeah, so you don't die.
It makes you
immediately
less angry towards other people, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Because if your soul gem...
Oh, that's not fun.
If your soul
I like
gem
being
gets,
angry.
Like, if your soul gem gets completely corrupted, you're going to turn into a witch.
Oh,
so
no.
You want to make sure that doesn't happen, because then you're going to get killed by a magical girl, and you've essentially, like, already died.
Yeah.
Magical. Where were we going with this originally, like, before we just started describing the soul gems?
I don't know. Which is...
Right.
Sorry.
By the way, their outfits, I love everyone's outfit. I feel like Monica put way too much, like, she's the only one who actually put thought into her outfit, and then her outfit was, like, mid compared to the rest of them.
In the beginning of the series, Monica was like, oh, my outfit should look like this, and like that, and be pink, and have this, and have that, and then she had, like, a kind of undetailed outfit, but it was cute. It was cute. I liked it.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I like Sayaka's better. I mean, the blue one's better. the
blue one, you know?
Because she had a cape. And I like capes. Capes and swords.
Capes are great.
She's a sword?
She's a sword.
Okay, I like her.
Capes and swords.
So the primary duty...
I have a sword.
Ooh. Yes, you do. You have multiple, don't you?
I have a sword, an axe, and a lightsaber.
Dang.
And a dagger.
And I have a dagger and a butterfly knife.
Yeah.
And I have darts.
I have
not that really good.
In my
room. Wow.
Come on, you don't even have one sword?
Wow.
I'm sorry, guys. Anyways. The main duty of the Magical Girls is to just go and exterminate witches and stuff. So they just, like, wander around. Oh, look, there's a witch. Let me go kill it for the safety of the city and stuff, you know? So, the yellow one.
Mommy? Sorry.
M-A-M-I. The yellow one. She just, like, goes around. She's like, you know what? hey, blue one, you want to come with me? There's a witch and we can kill it together. Wow, it's so wonderful to have other people to work with me. I've just been a loser, lonely loser this entire time. Wow. It's so wonderful to have friends. I'm like, oh my gosh, yellow one, you're so cool. Let's go with you. And Monica's like, oh yeah, I'll come along too, even though I have zero powers, just because I like both of you guys and you're both cool. And they're like, sick. So they go and find a witch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it starts off great. They run to another magical girl. And they're like, whoa, who is she?
Whoa.
The purple one.
The purple one.
She's like purplish, indigo-ish.
Really dark
kind of muted colors.
Yeah.
And she's kind of like, hey, get that little monster away. And we're talking about like the little rat cubie, the little cat thing. We're like, she's like, hey, that thing sucks. And they're like, but he's so cute. He doesn't suck. And she's like, no, he actually sucks. And like she shoots him in the...
Yeah.
No, how can you do that to our cute little guy? She's like, he was a monster. How could you say that? And then he, like, comes back fully revived later. And they're like, oh, my gosh, we're so happy you're alive. They shouldn't be happy. He's alive.
Why do they not even question it? It's just like, oh, yeah, this makes sense.
Yeah, it's totally fine. I just sold my soul. So they're going to fight this big witch and stuff. They have magical girls all over the place fighting over it. Like, hey, no, I'm going to kill it. I need it for my soul gem. I'm going to die first, guys. Let me take it. So they fight it, and the Sayaka... And, you know, magicals are there. And mommy's just like, huh, I'm going to show off because I have cool people with me now. And I'm not lonely anymore. I can have friends. And then, uh-oh. Mommy, yellow. She,
mommy, you're looking kind of.
She, kind of dies.
No, like, not mommy. Not mommy.
I was actually really sad when she died. I was like, she's one of my favorites.
Didn't expect it because it just shows like this big mouth thing. And she's like, oh, shoot. Oh, crap. And she just goes, chomp.
How far into this?
This is like episode two.
Episode two? I was like, did we like jump a season or something?
No, and I'm
like,
it's and I just, only one season.
It's only one season.
It's, oh, it's like only one episode. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only a handful of episodes. There's a lot going
How
on.
How long are they? Are they like
20 minutes?
Already? That's less than 40 minutes in.
Yeah.
And dead.
Yeah.
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 What?
Because that's just like the quick 180 the show does. Because it starts off all cute, like, oh my gosh, they're going to work together. Little magical girls. And then one just like freaking dies.
Oh.
Like on camera.
Dead.
Oh.
Have you heard of Doki Doki Literature Club?
No.
Oh, you have.
Doki Doki Literature Club is
like
a
that.
Psychological horror game. Yeah. It started off really cute.
I was going to use that as an comparison, but...
I got it before playing Monica Magica, and I was like, wow, this is a cute game. I'm going to play it, blah, blah, blah. And then it, like, scarred me for, like, a month.
Wow.
Like, I couldn't fall asleep.
What? I want to play that game.
I knew it was messed up before I did it. Doki Doki Literature Club? It gets
play
dark,
that.
Though. Like, it gives you, like, 4 or 5 warnings before you get into the game that's like, by the way, I know this looks cute.
Can you type it in?
Because
I don't know how to spell it.
I'm not even kidding. When I saw it and it said all those psychological horror tags, I was like, oh, that's so funny.
That's
so weird.
That's so funny.
I wonder why. And I started playing it, and then it was, like, terrifying.
I
mean, I should have seen
being traumatized.
Oh, frick.
Why?
Keyboard.
Because I already am. So might as well get more.
Watch this when you're in a good mental state and not a bad one.
Oh. Well, that's going to be a while.
Or play it. Sorry, I mean...
Well, Doki Doki Literature Club, it, like, destroyed my trust for this. And I knew Monica Magica wasn't all cutesy when I first watched it. So I would, like, I went online and I was like, is it really that scary? I played Doki Doki Literature Club, guys, and that, like, haunts me to this day. Will I be okay watching Monica Magica? And they're like, yeah, you'll be fine.
You'll be good.
So I was like,
I mean,
you know, it's not nearly as bad as Doki Doki Literature Club.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as bad. But I was, like, I was terrified going into it. I was like, am I going to, like, traumatize myself?
Yeah. I think Doki Doki Literature, sorry. We're talking about Monica Magica, but unrelated. They were the first ones to ever, like, take, like break the fourth wall as heavily as they did. And I think that's so cool. Anyways.
Yeah, it started off, like, looking kind of mid. And then people started really liking it because it was really refreshing. It wasn't just, oh, my gosh, magical girls here to stay the day. Pretty cute. Sailor Moon. Oh, my gosh, another Sailor Moon remake. They're like, oh, my gosh, wow, that got dark. I like it.
Yeah.
They're like, wow, this is interesting.
Wait, I think I do know this.
Yeah?
No, I do. I think I have.
Oh, it's a literary novel? No, what's it called?
Visual novel.
Visual novel, thank you.
Let me
Yeah.
Actually, fun fact.
Oh my gosh, wait, I think I have seen this.
Oh my god, yeah. I watched
it
in playthroughs. I'm too terrified
to
play it.
Well, I've seen people, like, it was a long, long time ago. I watched one of the YouTubers I used to watch.
Yeah.
Played it. And I was also like 10. So like I didn't So I was like not understanding at all. I was just like, they're really
I watched part of like interesting a PewDiePie like playthrough a couple years ago, and the voice he gave to Sayori was so annoying. I couldn't do it.
Oh no.
Like, I was watching G2 Live, and they had the highest pitch voice, and then Natsuki's was like a really low, like buff Natsuki. She's like the little tiny one.
I don't remember it at all.
Anyways, fun fact, Monica Magica, in 2017, there was this big poll in Japan or whatever, like one of the broadcasting stations. They're like, hey, we want to see what do you guys think is the best anime of all time. And Monica Magica placed third place on the list behind two shows called Two Different Versions of Tiger and Bunny. I don't know anything about Tiger and Bunny. But they're like, third place, Monica Magica, best show of all time. Wow. And the guy who was like looking through the list, he was like, Monica Magica in third place? I mean, he'd never even watched the first two. And he's like, what the heck, guys? Anyway, so the Japanese people have spoken. And in the same year, like internationally, Monica Magica was placed 27th on the list.
Oh, my God.
So people really liked the show. It was, like, really refreshing and really unique to watch because it just – it wasn't just, oh, cutesy magical girls. It was, like, magical girls, but they die. Yeah, and we're going to have, like, time travel and stuff. And, like, weird
time travel.
Yeah. So, dude, then jump back into the plot.
Yes.
Where, what did we say? Purple?
Yellow one died.
Oh, yeah.
We now know who Purple is, and we're like, who's this Purple one? I was just kidding, Matt. We now know who she is. But she's now introduced. Oh, my gosh. That's another magical girl. Wow. And then later on, another one comes in. She's red. A red one.
Yeah.
She's, like, always eating Pocky. And I was watching it. I was like, I kind of want some Pocky right now.
Oh, that time when she just walks in with a giant bag of apples and proceeds to eat all but, like, one of the apples. I was like, I want to be this.
Yeah. She just, like, walks in with a bag of apples, grabs one out, and just, like,
she's giving her life story, and through the whole life story, she's just eating a giant bag of apples.
Wait, you want to be the apple?
No.
I was like, what?
I
want to
be her eating the apples.
Because I was about to be like,
I strive to be like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to be like, why do you want to be the apple?
I strive to eat a whole bag of apples in one sitting. Like, not like cut of apples, like whole, like 20 whole apples.
20?
It was a big bag. Anyways.
She goes into her depressing backstory about her dad was like a pastor or something. No one listened to him. She's like,
started a cult.
I want people to listen to my dad. That was her wish. She sold her soul for that. I want people to listen to him. And it was like, sick. Here's a soul gem. And she's like, sick. Will people listen to him? Yeah, but now they don't like her anymore.
What?
Why did they like her
dad didn't like her because he was like, oh, you did this. You wished for this. That means that all of this is fake. Thanks a lot.
You manipulated them into coming here. They weren't actually interested in my thing. So then it was like, but bruh, I sold my soul for your wish.
Yeah.
So then he like kicked her out and she's like, bruh.
Oh, and the yellow one? her thing was like, she was literally dying and Kyubey came to her and she was like, well, yeah, I wish to still be alive.
It's like, yeah, no duh, genius.
Yeah, she was like in a car crash?
I think it was a car crash.
Yeah.
I'd be like, nah, I'm good. I'd be like, see ya.
I don't want to go fight witches for the rest of my life.
Yeah, so they just got to do that. Like, got to fight wishes. And Monica, up until the very last episode, like, did not make her wish. Like, she was saving her wish. She didn't know what she wanted to wish for. Because you only get one wish,
and, like,
right?
Purple was keeping, like, was like, don't do it. Don't do it. Yeah. Don't become a magical girl.
Don't become a magical girl.
This isn't the life
terrible.
You want. Yeah.
So, like, that little rodent thing is not worth it. We all hate him. And then the rodent thing's like, huh. This is actually a terrible thing I trick you into. And, like, we
you're
learn.
All energy resources.
You're all.
What's
do you care about the animals
What's
you
its
eat?
Name? I want to see what this.
QB.
KYU.
BEY.
B what?
EY.
Okay.
QB.
What?
Little.
Where are you getting rat? That-
No, I'm just calling him that because I hate him. Don't
it
like
looks
him.
Like a re- it looks like a fox
he gives this, like,
cat
evil
thing.
Monologue where he's like, humans are just energy resources.
I love
it. Like you or not humans? Yes, humans. Magical girls? I guess magical girls are
he's
just
so
energy
cute.
Resources. Yeah,
I
which
love
is like
its
evil
tail.
Because I hate him so much.
The tail is so swishy.
Doesn't he have a line when he's like, do you care about the animals you eat? Well, that's how I feel about magical
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, he was like, that's how I feel about God. Humans.
Yeah.
Bro has no tail. I remember seeing this one meme, and this person was like, no, little cute kitty thing is dead. And there was like another response to their own post like a week later. Should have stayed dead, bro. Should have stayed dead. It's like the true Monica Magica experience. Because everybody hates him because he's a little like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just like. I his whole okay so during that scene, actually, I talked about, my brother was like, yeah, actually, I heard the creator of this is sexist. And which
what?
Makes sense if you think of it from the aspect of the, like, where Cube comes from is like an emotionless species, and they come and use magical girls because girls are emotional and emotions power their energy. Mm. But also, like, so does they're sexist, but they make a whole show of, like, women.
Like, doing like girls. Cool stuff? Like, yeah. Monica. Homura.
Yeah,
the,
Homura.
Like, purple one. Homura is really cool.
Yeah.
Like,
So it's like, okay, I was just taking my brother's word off. Like, I was like, okay. But also, cool boss girl.
But she's also, like, cool and powerful, so.
There's, like, multiple cool, powerful girls.
Yeah, it's all only about cool, powerful girls. The only, like, dude in the show, the only dudes are, like, Monica's
the
dad.
Violin.
And then,
yeah.
Loser violin kid who was, like, dying in the hospital.
He wasn't dying. He was fine. He just couldn't play the violin.
He couldn't play the violin, so that's what his life was. It was like, bro, you can't even do what you're supposed to be doing. That's kind of sad.
Yeah. Fine.
What happens next in the plot? So, we have Kyoko, we have Yellow One.
Homura.
So, Homura is actually, she's interesting. She's gone through a lot. Like, a lot more than the other characters. Homura is actually from a different timeline. Like, she got these cool time-traveling powers and stuff. So she, where the story starts in, like, the show, she had already, like, lived through that part several times.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, several timelines ago, like 30 or something.
I don't know if they give the number, but
I don't give the number, but she went through it a lot of times, and we get to see a flashback, and it starts with Homura, and she meets Monica for the first time, and she doesn't know anything about Monica. She's very different than the character she is now. She's a lot, like, softer, a lot kinder.
Yeah.
It's
a completely different, like, character dynamic, because Monica knows what she's talking about, and Homura doesn't.
Mm-hmm. In the current thing, Homura knows everything about magical girls and how you should never sell your soul to QB, or anyone for that matter.
Disclaimer, don't sell your soul to anyone.
Yeah,
Ella?
I'd sell the soul. I'd sell my soul.
To become a magical girl?
You literally said you wouldn't, though.
Yeah, no?
Did you? Okay.
What?
You said if you were dying, you'd just be like,
well, no. You see, if I was dying, I wouldn't. But, like, if I was living, I would. Like, if the devil came to me and was like, hey, I'll be like, sure, you don't even before he even says anything, I'm like, sure, he's my soul. Let's go. What are we doing? But if I was already dying.
Don't be like Ella.
Be like me.
Disclaimer, don't be like Ella.
Don't be like Ella.
We do not support selling your soul to the devil.
We do not encourage it. Please don't.
Yeah. I encourage it. Please do.
No.
If
no,
you do,
no.
Come tell me.
No.
I will praise you and give you a lollipop.
Oh, the devil.
Today is sponsored by, the devil.
Satan
and Ella.
Himself.
Lucifer.
My boy Lucifer.
Yeah, sorry, what were you saying?
Okay, so we see a Homura who's very different than the Homura that she is now because she gets traumatized and goes through a lot.
And she sees mommy die.
Well,
she doesn't see mommy
die.
But she sees Monica die.
Yeah.
Like 1,000 times. Not 1,000, but like 30
she
times.
She doesn't see mommy die?
No.
Well, I guess in some.
She sees Monica die, and because of that, she's like, I need to save Monica. So her wish is that she can save Monica.
Mm.
Yeah.
So QB's like, here's this sick time-traveling power. Go use it accordingly. So she just travels back in time to save Monica. Monica turns into a magical girl, dies again, goes back in time. This loop repeats like several times. She's like, Monica, you won't believe how many times I have relived this past week.
She finally like breaks down, and like, doesn't she eventually just be like, it tells her?
She tells her everything. She, like, breaks down. And then Monica's like, I'm sorry, but now it's time for me to make a wish. And she's like, bro, I just told you all of that.
No.
And then,
should
we just, like, tell the entire ending to the show right now?
Do it.
Sure. Because I didn't really understand it.
So, basically, Monica becomes a god.
What?
Yeah, her wish is what? To be.
Okay. So, her wish... She can have anything to wish for, right?
Uh-huh.
So she sees all of her friends suffering because they became magical girls.
Mm.
And her wish is, was it no witches or magical
It was
girls?
That she wanted to make sure that no magical girls ever became witches, I think.
I think it was that there were never any magical girls, like,
no, because magical girls
was
still
no
existed.
Witches.
I think it was no witches.
She, like, wished that there would be no witches in the past, present, or future. Witches would never exist.
Oh, and by the way, before this, Kyubei really wants her to become a magical girl because she's, like, the ultimate power source. And then later you learn, it's because Homura has gone back in time to save her so many times that she became, like, really important and therefore had a lot of, like, energy potential.
Mm.
And so, like, if she becomes a magical girl, she has the potential to literally become a god.
It's because Monica was the main objective in the time traveling all those different times. Yeah. So, like, she got all this. You know, there's, like, potential energy in, like, physics or whatever. I'm not in
physics.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of pseudoscience.
But, like, if you're at the top of a cliff and there's, like, a really long slope, you have a lot of potential energy, right? Yeah. So Monica started off a little bit at a very, very short slope. And then every time Homura went and changed the pass, the slope slightly got larger and larger and larger until she had this huge thing of potential energy. And Kyuubi's like, I need to push you down that cliff. I don't even know if this is a correct example. I'm like going off
totally,
of like,
that sounds right.
I'm going off of like eighth grade science.
No, that's how potential energy works. Yeah. Today's podcast episode, we teach you physics.
So he's like, I need you to become a magical girl. And she's like, I need to think of a wish. So then she sees all this suffering that's caused by witches and stuff. I need you to be a magical girl. I need a wish. I said wish. I was like, did I say I need to become a witch?
Anyway, I need to become a witch.
I need to become a witch.
No.
So she sees all the suffering. She's like, you know what? Kyuubi, I wish there were no witches in the past, present, or future ever. Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, wow, that is one wish, but all right, man. So he gives her like a soul gem. She becomes a magical girl, and Homer's like, bro,
I did all that. For
I literally
nothing.
Went all through yeah. all of that.
And then Monica's like, no, it's okay. I'm solving the problem.
Solving the problem, and it's like, but you're not gonna be saved.
Yeah.
So she gets all this power from her humongous wish because mm-hmm. that's a big wish. There's been like so many witches in the past, present, and future.
And you know the whole cliff thing.
Yeah. Like, it's giant. It's not even a cliff anymore, bro. It's like the Grand Canyon. It's like a mountain. Like, so she gets all this power, and they're like, wow, you're about to become, like, the most, like, strongest magical girl to ever exist. Like, I kind of figured with a wish like that, bro.
Yeah.
So, since there's no more witches, there's no more need for magical girls. If there's no more need for magical girls, there's no need for soul gems or any of that, like, stuff the entire show is based around. So what's Monica going to do anymore? Well, she's still got to exist with her wish because she did all that. If she didn't exist anymore, then, like, what would happen mm-hmm. to the wish?
Yeah,
so, Kyuubi's basically like, yeah, so, bro, you're just going to be, like, floating around in space, not even as a person, but as, like, kind of like an entity for the rest of your existence. And no one will ever know that you ever did all this because it never existed in the first place anymore.
Yeah, because she, like, rewrites.
What?
She rewrites reality. She becomes a god. She rewrites reality.
Dang.
So she now has to, like, exist with this forever, never remembered by anybody. And then in, like, the very end of the show, we see the world. There's no more witches. There's no magical girls. And Homura's, like, chilling, living her life. And she's like, dang. Homura's, like, the only person who remembers Monica. She's like, I kind of wish Monica. I kind of miss
Monica. She talks to her family, and her little brother is like, Monica. And they're like, why is she saying that? And they're it's like, that's your kid.
Who's Monica? And it's like, that's your daughter, guys. Everyone's forgotten about Monica except for Homura. Homura's the only one who knows anything about her.
And for some reason, the little brother knows her name. That's not really knowing.
He probably forgets her, though. Yeah. Like, within time, he'll forget her.
Yeah.
So Monica basically rewrites the universe, gets rid of all witches ever and all soul gems and magical girls. Mm-hmm. And,
dang.
That's what happens. Yeah, I remember watching that ending, and I was like, wow.
I was
that was something, bro.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Wait, it's kind of like Peter Parker.
It is kind of, but he didn't become a god.
Yeah,
without the god part, but like he erased
spoilers
everyone.
Spoilers for No Way Home, I guess. Oh. he erases.
Guys, Spider-Man
existence.
Is my favorite magical girl, actually.
if they haven't seen it by now, they're never seeing it.
Yeah. You know, you've seen it, right?
I've seen it.
Yeah. We're,
guys.
You know, everyone forgets. So where were we, Monica Magica?
Oh, I think you just finished.
We finished a while ago.
Yeah. Well, I know, but you finished talking about it. So all we have to do is you guys asking me if I'd watch it.
Dang, that was short. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Would you watch Monica Magica, even though we already told you the entire plot and all the characters?
And it's an anime?
But hey, it's only like 120 minutes, I think. Wait, no. 12.
And a total, it's really short. 12,
it's only 240 20? Minutes.
Yeah. Short. It's a good start. It's a good one.
4 hours, I think.
You can watch it dubbed because the dubbed isn't bad.
I watched it in one sitting.
If I'm ever bored and I need something to watch, I'll watch it.
Yeah!
We've gotten a no on here before, right? It was Merlin. Merlin was the only no.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah. It was yes with an asterisk, which was probably no.
The asterisk leads to the bottom of ages is no.
Yes, asterisk, no.
Yes, but only if I, like, will die if I don't watch it, you know?
Yes, but only if Eileen was holding a gun to my head.
Only if I must.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Woo!
Yeah. That's it, yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.